It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had some very important conversations with our broadcast partners to get the details behind the headlines that help us to understand what is actually going on in this world and how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in the Washington, D.C. area. We talked about Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, saying that jihad, now that is Islamic holy war, that jihad is going to wipe out the United States. But Ken also talked about Russia. They say they're ready to talk with the new Ukrainian president and see how they can coexist in that unique part of the world. This is very significant as it relates to the end time scenario of God's word. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. We talked about the effects on Israel from the elections in Egypt, the European Union, and the Ukraine. And of course, we had to celebrate together, talking and reminding each other of different times and events that we've covered as journalists about Jerusalem Day, which is the celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, which actually took place June 7, 1967. Yoel Karen gave us a report on the violence on the Temple Mount. We use Yoel to keep us abreast as to what is happening up there. Of course, Jerusalem Day, that was a very special day, especially for those people who are making preparations to build the next temple. They had to have the Temple Mount in order to erect a temple on the Temple Mount. Yoel gave us information about Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, who wanted to bulldoze that Dome of the Rock and start the building of that next temple on the Temple Mount back in June of 1967. He was almost put under arrest by the Israeli Defense Force for making such statements. Very interesting. But with Yoel, we did talk about how Jerusalem Day and the coming temple have a real connection. Speaking of the coming temple, we talk with Winky Madad. He is out in Shiloh, one of those Jewish settlements in the center part of the state of Israel. He reported to us about a group of women who are meeting in Shiloh to prepare the veil for the temple that many religious Jews are preparing for as well by reproducing the implements to be used in the temple, training the priest, the 28,000 of them, to go up on the Temple Mount and operate that temple the way the Bible calls for. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us the latest information and insight into the European Union elections and the elections in the Ukraine as well, and how they come together connected with Bible prophecy. And then David James, we talked about postmillennialism. Do you know what that is? I can tell you it's dangerous, but there is a man who is at the forefront of using sarcasm, not really teaching God's word, but sarcastically trying to prove that premillennialism, meaning that Jesus Christ comes back before the kingdom to be given that responsibility as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, postmillennialism would mean that we do everything we can to make this world a Christian world before Christ comes. Well, you need to hear the conversation that I had with David James, and all the conversations would be good for you to listen to, maybe again, or tell a friend about. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, radio when you want it, when it's convenient. You need to hear what these broadcast partners had to say. But I happen to believe that most significant this week was the celebration of Jerusalem Day, the reunification of the city of Jerusalem back in June of 1967 after almost 2,000 years. Violence on the Temple Mount this week, veil of the temple being prepared to go into the temple that they will build on the Temple Mount, all of these issues. Let me discuss first Jerusalem. That word is used 764 times in the scripture. The Bible says in Ezekiel 5:5 that God placed Jerusalem in the center of the earth. He has chosen that city to dwell among his people, Psalm 132 verses 13 and 14, and it will be the center of controversy until he does arrive back in that city. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. King David made Jerusalem the political capital 3,000 years ago, as recorded in 2 Samuel 5. He also made it the spiritual capital when he brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. That's 2 Samuel chapter 6. That also 3,000 years ago. But God made it the eternal, undivided capital, both spiritual and political, for the Jewish people. And that Davidic covenant given to David, King David, in 2 Samuel chapter 7. But I must remind you again, it will be the center of controversy until Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign in that location. That's exactly what Zechariah said he's going to do. Now, he is very jealous or aggressively possessive for Jerusalem. That's Zechariah 1:14. In verse 15, he says he's angry because of those who are arrogantly secure leading that city today, which would be the Palestinian people. And he said he's going to return to Jerusalem. That's verse 16 of Zechariah chapter 1. Verse 15 talks about his anger. Zechariah 6, 12, and 13 talks about Jesus Christ, who will return to the city of Jerusalem. He makes that commitment. He will build a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, from which he will rule and reign forever. Again, that's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. But again, I have to keep reminding you, until that time, until these prophecies are fulfilled, there is going to be controversy surrounding the city of Jerusalem. By the way, speaking of rebuilding a temple, all the preparations have been made for that temple. On our program today, we talked with Winky Medad about the ladies who are in Shiloh, and they're doing everything they can to prepare the veil for the temple. The Temple Institute has everything else in place. They have all the implements that they will need to operate the temple. They've trained all those men who claim to be priests and will serve in that temple. Everything has been put in place for that next temple to be rebuilt, and that has to happen before Jesus Christ returns, but after the rapture of the church. That's what's going to be next. There's no prophecy in God's Word that gives us information that there must be anything else to happen before Jesus Christ raptures the church out of here. He shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to be with Him forever in the heavenlies. Now that rapture, according to everything we've talked about on this broadcast today, could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...